With over 200 flavor notes to discover, Woodford Reserve is more than just a spirit. It's a spectacle for the senses. Toast to 150 years of the Kentucky Derby with the best bet in bourbon. Raise a glass of Woodford Reserve on this monumental celebration.
Live from State Street in the heart of Chicago, you are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. And this is Carmen and Yurko, WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Field two. Swing and a high fly ball trailed out towards right center field. That one back and gone! He's done it again! Five in a row, Michael Bush, and it's 1-0. You can't stop him!
Can't stop him, you can't contain him.
Boog Shambi, Jim Deshays, marquee last night, a fifth consecutive game with a home run for Michael Bush, and he hammered it. So he ties a Cubs franchise record, Yerk, with home runs in five straight. He could set a record if he hits a home run tonight. An all-time record. Do you know the other four Cub players that have a home run in five consecutive games? One guy did it last year.
Sammy Sosa's one.
Sammy Sosa did it in 98.
Cody Bellinger.
No.
Dansby Swanson.
No. Your third baseman. Let's see if he gets this.
Oh, Patrick Wisdom.
Christopher Morel.
Morel did it last year.
Sosa in 98. Sandberg in 89.
Sandberg, five straight games.
I mean, listen to the names. Sosa, Sandberg, and then in 1928, Hack Wilson.
Oh, okay.
He's the only guys that have ever done it. The last MLB player to hit a home run in six straight was Mike Trout in 2022. So the Cubs keep winning, man. We'll talk to Jesse in an hour. They get a 3-2 win in 11. Heads up base running by Nico Hoerner. Heads up, Yurko. Going from second to home in the ninth to tie it on a pass ball. How about that?
That's
awesome. I don't know how that was officially scored. I don't know if that was a pass ball or a wild pitch. Forgive me, but whatever the case.
Wild pitch in the ninth.
There you go, wild pitch. That is heads up base running. Badass heads up, head in the game, doing it right, base running by Nico Hoerner. I like Nico Hoerner. I'm not even a Cub fan. Watching him play second, he's a smooth criminal over there at second base. He is really, really good. So we were talking about Peter Schrager's latest mock draft. He also, like Brad Biggs yesterday, has the Bears passing on Odunze. You know, and neighbors, with both guys being there and moving out of nine. In this scenario for Schrager, he's got Odunze gone, actually, but neighbors available. But he's got the Bears making a trade with Indy, moving back six spots, and then grabbing J.C. Latham out of Alabama, adding what he describes as a future second-round pick. Not sure when in the future that would be, meaning like the Friday after day one. Hey, that's in the future. Or a future draft pick as in 2025. Yurko and I both feel like if Neighbors or Odunze is there, it's way too good to pass up on. Way too good. Plus, we're trying to get to the bottom of who has to pay for Olive Garden tomorrow, because it looks like it's happening.
When you're here, you're family.
No rain. It looks like the White Sox are playing at 1:10 tomorrow. 12:30 will be the pregame show right here on your home for White Sox baseball.
Carm was talking about a mock draft there. Join me at my draft party on Thursday, April 25th in the game room at the Chicago Athletic Association. 12 South Michigan Avenue, sponsored by Elijah Craig Straight Bourbon Whiskey. And if they trade the 15, I'll still be there.
Yeah.
We're starting that thing at the beginning of the draft, and if they trade down to 15, I believe that I will still be there for that second pick.
That's going to be a fun night. Hang and watch the draft with Yurko.
If they trade down to 25,
you're out.
I'll see you probably for 15 picks.
Yeah.
But I'll be there.
The game room's a fun place, too. That'll be a fun place to watch the draft. Hang with Yurko, talk NFL, and Elijah Craig is great.
Nobody's better at a draft than John Fox. But if you can't have John Fox,
have Yurko.
You can have the good kid. Boy, that's what you're going
to
get.
Foxy is a fun guy to be out with. Not a great coach with the Bears, but a fun guy to be out
with. Who's the middle linebacker we sent to Baltimore?
Roquan Smith.
That was the Roquan Smith trade. Yes, that we were there at the Clayton with John Fox, enjoying some steaks from our good buddy David Flom that night.
You are correct.
Steaks and cigars and man company.
That was the night they picked Roquan.
What a time.
Foxy loved Roquan, remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really loved him.
Big fan.
The day after the draft, we're going to be out, and so are Waddle and Sylvie. Same place, like 6.5-hour live remote event. We're going to be at Buffalo Wild Wings in Woodridge next Friday.
That we will.
Starting at noon, and then Waddle and Sylvie will follow us. We'll recap the day here on your home for the Bears.
You're going over
like
to
nobody
say,
else.
You're going to go over and say hello to the big guy over at Seven Bridges?
Don Ferrari? Probably.
Yeah, absolutely.
Probably stop in and say hi. It's right there.
You want some coffee?
Do I want coffee?
Yeah, Waddle's offering to buy.
No, no, I'm good. Thank you, Tommy Waddle. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's I just answered yes.
Thank you very kindly. So Patrick's in Downers Grove. What's up, Patrick?
Patrick, talk to me.
Hey, boys. How you doing?
Great, man. How are you?
Good. I agree and disagree about Olive Garden. I called it in originally for NFL draft. I think you shouldn't have to pay, but they need to pick whatever they want for you to eat.
You have to eat it.
All right. Maybe that's the compromise.
And I think you need to make the reservation.
I don't think we need a reservation, do we? Oh, no, never.
Can make one, though.
Maybe.
You can. I checked.
Yeah, I love how Black check. I will be using an alias for sure. We'll use Slappy White. We'll use Kaiser Soze. How's that?
I don't get it.
Patrick,
we got to make sure we have the cameras for all the social media for tomorrow,
they've
guys.
Got their cameras. Patrick, what was your NFL thought?
Dude, blast it out.
It's not as bad as you think. NFL thought is, obviously we're getting Caleb, but our number nine, I don't think we can pass on an edge rusher. Like, if Alabama's edge rusher is still there.
Dallas Turner.
Let's get OBJ, Michael Thomas, Tyler Boyd. Let's get something. And the guy from Ohio State that was supposed to be a first round pick stayed. So let's use our 2 second round picks next year and do that, because Keenan Allen's going to be available for this year. Obviously, it's not long term.
And I hear what you're saying, Patrick. Thanks for calling, but I hear what you're saying. Like, but those are other older options as well that aren't really long term answers. Like, OBJ is not a long term answer at this point.
No, he's not.
You know, Michael Thomas isn't a long. The best years are way behind Michael Thomas, aren't they?
Yes, they're way, way behind.
Michael Thomas still out there, right? I don't think anybody's right.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he's still a free agent.
Let me get an age on Odell Beckham Jr. 31. 31 will be 32 in November, beginning of November. Listen, Odell Beckham Jr. was one of the best early on. He was unbelievable.
And I still think he could be productive, but he's not a long-term answer.
Some of the grabs that he made.
I know.
When he was a New York Giant were unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Let's thank you, Patrick, for checking in. Let's go to Steve in Indy on ESPN 1000 with Carmen in New York. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Paisan. What is up?
What's up?
Hey, obviously, you know I'm on your side. And I gotta tell you why, Yurko. I'm very disappointed. You're basically Eastern. You're basically Italian, right?
Well, I'm so, right across. Yeah, I'm right across.
I know, right across the pond, man.
We created all the great stuff and the great cooking, and the Italians stole it.
That's right. Part of the Roman Empire at one point.
That's right.
But anyway, hey, I'll be your consigliere here on the Bohica. Okay, here's what we got. They tried to illegally tax you, Carm.
Yeah.
Because the original agreement was that you would eat at Olive Garden. It didn't even say that they had to attend. You just had to eat at Olive Garden. Now they're trying to tell you what to eat and to pay for it and to book the reservation.
We're piling on.
Hey, Yurko, you should be ashamed of yourself. You are the instigator of all of this. You should be ashamed.
He's always the instigator, Steve. Always.
I know. I've been waiting for this for 2 months.
He's always
because I knew
instigator.
It was going to turn out. I knew it was going to turn out this way. But anyway, I want to talk about the draft.
Go ahead.
I am more than ready to trade out of that number nine spot, because for 2 years in a row now, Ryan Poles has failed to give me a center that I can be happy with. So if we can go to 15 or we can go to 20 and come back into the second round, I'd love to get one of those edge guys in the late teens, and I'd love to get like Jackson Powers Johnson or Graham Barton early in the second if they're available, because I think they'll be stud centers for the next 15 years, you know. So I'm happy with that. And also at the combine, there were third round graded wide receivers that are running in the 4.3s. You got Xavier Leggett that is a freak.
Yeah.
This dude is built like anybody you've ever seen before. And then you've also got the kid from North Carolina that played with May.
Downs. Downs was a rookie this year. The kid who was suspended.
Devontae Walker. Tez Walker.
Yeah, Tez Walker, who was suspended for a lot of the year. Yeah, Tez Walker.
He is a blazer, and he is fluid.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you listen to Mac Brown talk about him, he doesn't have any experience. He only has 1 year, really, of experience.
Right.
So he was learning last year, plus with a new offensive coordinator. So we can get that next year's receiver to develop in the third round. So I want to fix the front first. Defensive line is one player away from having a complete defense.
Yep.
And the offensive line is one player away from having a complete offensive line. So let's do this up front first and get this over with, because we're building for next year, not this year.
Good stuff, Stevie. Thanks, man. We appreciate the phone call. Jackson Powers Johnson is anybody that needs an answer at center feels like that's the guy that you want to plug and play right away.
So I'm going right? like 31 or yeah. 30. That's where I see him, at least on some of the mock
drafts. The Bears just aren't in a position without trading out.
Somebody had him going at like 22 or something, but that's moved back as of late.
He seems to be, and maybe Graham Barton too, but Jackson Powers Johnson seems to be the plug and play one. Like they feel pretty confident about that. Dean downtown on ESPN 1000. What up, Dean?
Hey, that guy Steve, that last caller, he sounded like Doug Collins.
You think?
Anyways, a little bit. All right, so anyways, for those listeners who are out there and you guys who don't know, I am Italian as well. I'm half Greek and half Italian. Now, I have never eaten at an Olive Garden, but I have eaten at a restaurant called Macaroni Grill. It's owned by the same group.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm calling to tell you, I just want to make sure you know, I know that you don't want to go, but it's not going to be a terrible experience. The salad dressing there is wonderful. I actually buy the low-cal version from the Jewel. I've heard the breadsticks and the soup are good. You don't want to go there, Carmen, order like a zuppa de pesce or an ossobuco. You want to go there and get like a chicken parm. So I do not think they should be able to force you what to eat.
Yeah.
You get to go, you get to order a meal, and that's the bet. Mm-hmm. And the last thing I wanted to say is, I don't know if you guys heard the morning show this morning, but, you know, Shane Norling did something a bit bizarre. He threw Tyler Ackie under the bus just because he made some errors in some softball league that they're a part of. But it's okay. You know, is Shane Norling a blowhard in a bag of hot air? Yes, absolutely. But even more so, he's a rabble rouser. If he didn't stick his beak in such an aggressive manner in everyone else's business, things like this wouldn't happen to you, Shane Norling. Stay in your lane.
All right. Was he airing out Tyler for making an error in the softball league?
Know.
Is that right? I missed that this morning.
Yeah, as did
I. Is that true?
No, Shay was talking about how he made errors in one inning.
Shay did.
Oh. Tyler is supposedly on the team and is playing the outfield, seeing no action because all the action is in the infield.
Oh, boy.
But Tyler's the one that was like that alerted people to the fact that Shay had
a rough game.
Are
they playing 12 or 16?
16.
16-inch softball. Yeah. When I played baseball, I made three errors at one inning at the hot corner. I never saw the field again. I never saw the field again.
Mm-hmm.
It was over. That's it.
Sometimes that happens.
Courtesy runner. I still had some speed as a youngster.
Did you?
Courtesy runner. That's all I got. The catcher. I'd go for the catcher just to run the bases. Never saw the field again after three errors.
Well, that's a little.
Never saw baseball again after freshman year.
How old were you?
I was 14 years old.
Okay, yeah. At that point,
14 years old.
At that point, you're probably
playing the hot corner against Oak Forest, the Bengals at Oak Forest on a terrible April day where it's miserable as it always is in April.
Yeah.
Not like today. It's gorgeous and sunny. And I look like Murray Bannerman at third base. Balls were just flying off of me.
But that's great.
I look like Ginger Lynn. That's how many balls were flying off of me.
All right. I mean,
that's a great joke, guys. That's got to be.
If you get the reference.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, it's an antiquated reference because of the starlet you used, but I mean, geez.
Well,
all right, if you're on YouTube, you heard that. Otherwise,
I'm not going to use the one that's currently in court right now.
Thank you.
She may be the most infamous one. Infamous.
Come up with these metaphors. Like, I don't even know how one comes up with that is truly remarkable.
It's a skill, Carm. I sit around just thinking of dumb stuff to say in my life.
I can't believe you just said that.
Yeah.
Waddle, did you hear that? I can't
believe
you
just said that. My guy's got my coffee. Come on in, Tommy. This guy's the best. All you guys that lambast Waddle all the time.
Carm, I got you one because you sounded wounded.
Yeah, I'm not wounded. Tommy, am I crazy? I mean, why? Tommy, give your you think
Tommy's
so?
Tommy's the official guy that
I have to pay for it? Who said I had to pay for it?
How about splitting it? How about everybody pays for themselves?
Okay, I mean, geez.
No. What was the foundation of the whole
The bet
grid?
Was I have to eat Olive Garden.
Well, what was the assumption of who was going to pay for it?
Well, we thought the company would pay for it.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Okay.
I'm not saying Black and Abdallah should pay.
How Why can- not eat and run?
You want a dine and dash?
Yeah.
No, I don't do that.
Waddle.
I'm almost 40 years old.
The guy breaking mailboxes as a kid in Southern Ohio. He's like, why don't you guys just dine and dash?
Classic.
Tommy, if Thanks, I was Tommy. Faster, that might not be a bad thing, you know? But I can't make it that quick no more.
By the way, the blue brings out the color in your eyes.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I told
that.
Him that earlier.
Yeah.
If you're watching appreciate on YouTube, it. Make sure you subscribe to our very own YouTube page. If you're on the app, just search at Carmen and Yurko or go to YouTube.com at Carmen and Yurko. Yurko's got this beautiful, like, quarter zip golf pullover on.
Yeah,
it's
Adidas.
Really nice.
It's Adidas, yeah.
It's really nice.
From where, Carm?
From Lincolnshire. Oh, that's your club.
Lincolnshire Country Lincolnshire. Club. Yeah, absolutely. So it's like this club in Chicago.
It's this beautiful shade of light blue that looks good on Yurko, and it totally brings out his baby blue eyes.
Only because I'm a member there. But let me tell you, my good friend George Goyich and Mikey Goyich and everything they have going on over at Flossmoor is also quite phenomenal.
Flossmoor is a great old
course. I've got guys that I've got a thousand buddies there that are playing golf over there.
That's
so.
Oh, there's sugar in this.
Marco Zagaraz, Vez is out there. All the good guys are there.
I can't have this. Anybody want a coffee?
But my club is palatial. I mean,
yeah, I know.
And we got the best gaming and the best games in the industry on Saturday. And so we got guys come from Mystic Hills to play out by us.
Oh, yeah?
Dual citizenship. I mean, dual membership.
Dual membership. Yeah.
Members there, members with us.
They could be dual citizens.
They could play
too.
A 3-hour round by us. That's what they like.
Do you know, by the way, speaking of all this Olive Garden stuff, this might get me in trouble. Do you know I'm going to try to get my Italian citizenship?
As well you should.
Now when they find out I'm going to Olive Garden, they're it's gonna throw a wrench into the whole thing, Adam. Are you happy?
You better hope
they're
going
to put you to the front of the line.
We got Carmen DeFalco here.
You better hope the consulate doesn't hear you.
What kind of an accent is that for someone trying to get an Italian citizenship?
He likes the Godfather very much, and he drinks a lot of the espresso.
You believe this guy?
And wait a minute. He went where?
Yeah. I'm dead.
And he paid?
Yeah, that's it.
Horse head in the bed.
I'm trying to get Italian citizenship.
What kind of accent was that?
I don't know.
That's a good question, Chris.
I don't do an Italian accent. I'll stuff a bunch of cotton balls in my mouth and make you an offer you can't refuse. That's all I can do.
It's a great question.
I don't do Italian accents.
No idea. It's like
I'll stick to the brown accents, okay?
All right. Very good.
Very nice.
312-332-3776.
I'm thinking about getting my Croatian citizenship.
Dude, you know if you do what it means, like if you're traveling through Europe because you get the EU passport,
right, yeah.
You know how easy it is?
You can just go through there. Easy. Problem is that where my parents grew up is now part of Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Oh.
So I've got to finagle that to see what I have to do and what I don't have
to do. Boy, that's crazy because they were like pre-breakup of all that, obviously.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, they were Yugoslavia before.
When it was all Yugoslavia, right?
But they always considered themselves Pravi Herzegovac, which means true Herzegovians. So
I'm confused. What's the difference? You still have to go to a security line at the airport.
No,
overseas.
In Europe, you've seen it. You know the EU. The EU lines
got to stop.
Yeah, EU.
How
go
often
right
are
through.
You going? That you need this?
Maybe when
we're going to London.
Maybe when we go to London.
How many times have you been to Italy?
I don't recall the lines being that egregious that I need a special pass.
Yeah, I'd love that.
But if you could do it, why wouldn't
you?
You
guys, I got plans for when I'm older.
Yeah.
I got plans. I'm spending summers in Europe.
Sounds
I got plans.
Like you're not playing any golf.
I'm bouncing around from country to country, Chris. I got plans.
Okay,
you coming with me? Come on.
International man of mystery.
Autumn can get
overseas.
Italian. That's right. Autumn can get Italian citizenship.
You don't have to sell us on moving over there.
See?
I'm already Sky. I mean, listen, the one thing I could say is that maybe in Paris I could talk some NBA. I don't know what else I would do over there.
Who cares? We'll figure it out.
They got Wemby, so I know there's NBA content to be had in Paris.
Exactly.
Three guys from Paris are getting drafted in the first 15 picks
this year. Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What are you talking about? You talk NBA until the cows come home.
Now, Italy might be a little bit tougher because they only care about their soccer.
That's
all they care about.
That's all they care about.
That's all they care about.
And like bike racing, oddly enough. They love bike racing.
Why wouldn't they?
It's crazy.
Johnny Depp is buying a castle on top of the hill in Italy.
Is he?
For $4 million.
Damn, he's got $4 million.
Isn't Clooney selling his place?
Clooney is selling his place.
What do you got? About $20 million to buy his place
on
Lake Como?
On Lake Como, yeah.
Yeah, let's that works.
Should we chip in?
Depp's getting a hell of a deal.
Not going to be able to afford it after you pay for Olive Garden.
No kidding, bastards. It's Carmen and York. We'll be right back.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago. Carmen and Yurko are back. This is Chicago's Home for Sports. ESPN Chicago.
I made Adam go through the garbage there. Sorry, Adam. It was in my stack of piles. This is why I annoy Adam and Chris and our owner, Craig Carmisen, because I print a lot of stuff.
But you got a lot of preparation. I mean, that's the good thing that you do.
I mean, look, we got stuff for the show. Look,
and because you waste so much paper and you have so much preparation, I choose to prepare the least.
Right.
To provide the perfect balance, the yin and the yang between Carmi DeFalco and John Yurkovich.
You're saving resources.
Right.
That's what you're doing.
Thank you. I'm green. In this situation, I'm very green.
I can't wait for tomorrow night because Yurko and I are teaming up for Whiskey U this month at Ember's Tap House in Lockport. 6:30 to 8:30, we're going to be there. You don't need a ticket. Come by and see us. We have five different pours for tomorrow.
Gentleman Jack.
We have old number seven.
Diplomatico.
Gentleman Jack. Two Diplomatico rums and Jack Bonded. Which is fantastic. Yes.
Jack Bond?
Jack Bond.
Any relations to the other Bond?
James Bond? No.
No relations. Okay.
This is Bonded. It's going to be great. I did a review on Gentleman Jack. It's on my social media. If you go to my Instagram, at Carmen DeFalco 5, you can see the review for Gentleman Jack with all the details for tomorrow. And I got to tell you, I don't know much about rum. Like, Yurko's going to educate us. I took a little sip of that Diplomatico, the Exclusiva Reserve, I think the one I had.
Yeah, you had that one.
Yurko's I have La Familia.
La Familia.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, it's solid.
It's sweet and very vanilla.
You've got to give it a chance because, I mean, your bourbon's your bourbon and you love your bourbon the way you love it. Rum gives you a kind of a different approach and a different angle coming at the whiskey.
Are they adding something to that, or that's just the pure sweetness of the spirit? That's the beauty of the rum in the barrel?
That's what you're getting right
Delicious.
There, it's coming at you.
I was
adding stuff. I mean, we don't have the stringent laws that you have to make bourbon, but we're not just out there willy-nilly, like, just adding anything
to
our rum.
Well, that's what I was wondering. That's why I look forward to learning more about it from tomorrow night, and I've been told...
I'm an expert.
I've been told that one of the guys that's going to be with us from Brown-Forman, from Diplomatico, his name's Carlos, he's going to kind of like help educate us on that part of the evening. I was told that...
He can educate me.
I was told that he's probably the foremost expert on rum in the Midwest, like no hyperbole.
Beautiful.
Like, this guy's unbelievable. Good, like, he'll be able to tell you everything you need to know. And so it's going to be fun tomorrow. Ember's Tap House, never been there. Looking forward to getting down that way. In Lockport, 6:30 to 8:30 with Yurk and me, and we hope to see you there.
Not the same Carlos that was at Ditka's.
No.
Different Carlos. Yeah, different okay, Carlos. I'm just making because there's been two Carloses today.
That's true. There has been two.
I mean, if you had a Carlos Lee El Caballo, that would be three.
This is a different Carlos.
Roberto Carlos, the great Brazilian free kick striker. Oh, my heavens. Could he do a free kick from 70 meters?
This is our guy, Paulo, in the loop on ESPN 1000. What's up, Paulo?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great, man.
So two things. Downtown Dean calling someone else a blowhard. I mean, come on. This guy is the biggest blowhard at College Station. So I don't know about that.
Yeah, I love that.
And second off, this Olive Garden thing, I think make Danny pay for it out of his own pocket.
Yeah, really.
That's what we should do.
Don't even get good karma brands involved.
I mean,
rate. Come on, guys.
Out of his own pocket.
What are we doing here?
I agree.
Thank you, Paulo. I don't know.
He's going to have to that bone broth and that fire water he's been drinking.
Paulo, thanks, buddy. Boyle thinks it's, like the Hive is defending me the way they defend Justin Fields. I'm like, I don't think so. I think it's just pretty cut and dry. Like, this one's pretty easy to figure out.
Mm-hmm. I got another Carlos for you. Carlos Valderrama. The Colombian star with the big hair back in the day.
I remember Carlos
Valderrama.
Absolutely.
That's my five top Carloses.
Do we want to go to Dan in the loop?
Yes,
we
should.
Olive Garden story. What's up, Dan?
Hey, what's up, Carm? What's up, Ivan?
How are you, man?
How you doing? You doing some goose hunting?
Yeah, it sounds like you're hunting geese.
I'm on the Kalsag River right now doing some painting on a boat.
Oh, all right.
Oh, nice.
Hey, got a quick story for you guys. I don't know, maybe 10 years ago or so, I was... captaining on the architecture tour boats down the river, and a mother and a daughter came up to me asking how to get to North Riverside. I immediately, questioned it, like, why do you want to go North Riverside? And somebody gave them a recommendation for an Italian restaurant, and it was the Olive Garden.
They're like out of town people or something?
Yeah, they were European. Somebody's I don't know from where.
Somebody's screwing with them. Yeah. That somebody. What did you say? Did you tell them to go somewhere else?
Tell them no.
I just told him not to go to North Riverside, but I was just like, I just pointed him towards Little Italy.
Yeah. Thank you.
By UIC, yeah.
You did the smart thing, Dan. Thanks. I know exactly where that one is, too. That's the one on Roosevelt. It's on Cermak.
They wanted to feel like family. I don't see what's wrong with that.
Feel like family.
When you're here, you're family.
I don't get it. What's wrong?
Unbelievable, man.
You are very negative.
I don't think the three of us feel like family right now. You don't want to take us to lunch.
First of all, even when we argue, we're family.
I'm just saying.
Families argue, and you guys are family.
I'm just saying.
When you're here, you're family.
A lot of aggression from that side of the room.
It's not. I'm just perplexed.
You're defending yourself.
You're back on the roids.
No, stop it. I'm surprised, I guess, at the how it could have ever been even considered that I would be footing the bill for this.
There's all types of considerations. Somebody's got to pay for it.
Yeah.
We're all going to pay for it.
Yeah.
You know, or you're going to pay for it, or Danny's going to pay for it, or the company's going
to
pay for it.
To be fair, I'm pretty insistent Danny's paying for it.
To be fair, it kind of feels like this is a group punishment. Like, Abdallah, Yurko, and I are all playing this up for the bit for the show. But, like, why are we? Why do we need to go
talk to your best friend?
Like, shouldn't...
He was the one. It was his idea, Chris.
Well, a lot of things come out of his mouth.
Well, I'm just saying, a lot of stupid things.
There's a lot of things that are said. This feels like a group punishment.
It was his idea. Because he's going to get such a kick out of this.
I am. I really am.
He's going to enjoy every minute.
And either way, I'm not paying.
I swear to God, I got it. No, you shouldn't have to pay. And I'm not saying you guys should pay. You know, that. Like, I'm not saying that. I wouldn't expect you guys to have to pay for it. This has been great station content for months. To me, it's kind of a no-brainer. I think we know who's paying.
All the revenue generated off of it.
Adam, don't...
It could be substantial.
Don't get caught up in the minutiae, Adam.
It could be substantial.
Great content. We're going to do the lunch rush, speaking of eating, coming up next. We got Jesse in 30. 312-332-3776. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko. Listen to us now, live on the ESPN Chicago app. Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
Jesse's got a baseball update coming up just after 2. Crosstalk in an hour, White Sox and Royals tonight. Although Tracy Butler did say storms are coming and they could be nasty tonight.
I'll check out the Doppler radar if you want me to, Carmen.
Yeah,
you know
Tracy Butler, she was texting me. She said, tonight's... If you're praying for rain tonight, you're probably going to get it. Tomorrow, going to be okay. The White Sox will be able to play day baseball in all likelihood. We'll just see how they have to shift around the schedule. I said shift if they can't play tonight. But we're scheduled for a 6 o'clock pregame for White Sox and Royals. White Sox were shut out for a 6th time. Can you believe that? What did they play? 16 games here?
They are 2-14. They have played 16 games.
You've been shut out 6 times in 16 games?
Carl. Yep, 16 times.
What in the world? I never heard of anything like that, Yurko.
I have not either.
2.12 runs per game. Fewest in MLB. The only team in MLB without double-digit home runs, Yurk. They have only 8. They're dead last in OPS. They're tied for last with Miami and WRC+. Weighted runs created plus.
Yeah, I'm a little bit stunned by it. Yeah.
Woo!
They're bad. You got to embrace the bad. I don't think you can cry about it. It's not going to get better this year.
No, at some point you got to laugh.
This team's not going to turn around and make the playoffs, right? Mm-hmm. Just going to depend how bad is bad. How horrific is horrific?
Do some people want to see them chase down the all-time record? We told you the mark for like all-time futility, the 62 Mets, who they didn't play a meaningless game, York. The Mets went 41-20-1. So could the White Sox challenge to win 39 games and set an all-time mark for futility?
Quite possibly. Here's who I'm not mad at. I'm not mad at the players, right? Because you get who you get. Who management wants to put in here.
That's right.
Management put this team together, right?
Yeah.
Are you mad at Chris Getz?
No, not really.
Well, who's he developed? Because he was part of this whole development thing before that, right? He was in charge of the minor leagues.
Maybe as part of the lunch rush, I should play that AJ Pierzynski little mini rant, Adam.
Figure out your lunch tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right. If we're doing the lunch rush. This is my lunch rush here.
That's true.
Am I mad at the coaching staff?
Well, they're, I mean,
why they're,
play that
they're,
at 150 before Jesse comes on.
All right.
They're
okay.
A dead staff walking right now. They know they're a dead staff walking. They know Jerry Reinsdorf hates them. They know that Tony La Russa is waiting to come out of the wings to fall asleep on the bench for us in August and in September.
Brutal.
They can't wait to fire at Griffles, but they want Griffles to last a little bit longer.
I love how you call him Griffles.
Does he need, do I have to pronounce his name correctly?
No.
I mean,
no,
the way he's, you know, doing things?
You don't.
So where does management, where does the blame lie? It lies up top.
Yeah.
There's one guy to blame and one guy to blame only, and his name is?
Jerry.
Jerry Reinsdorf.
It's sad.
That's who to blame for what the White Sox are right now.
2-14.
That's it.
All right, let's lunch rush it here, and maybe we'll play that AJ a little bit later on. AJ had a good rant about what you just said, their continued development, their long and distinguished history of failing to really develop anybody, minus a few players here and there. All right, Adam, what's going on?
All right, I want to start in the NFL. The draft is 9 days away, and today Washington is meeting with Drake May, Jaden Daniels, and J.J. McCarthy all at the same time.
Is that weird?
That's what I'm asking you guys. According to Ian Rappaport, they're all there to meet with the brass again, coaches, everything. They're staying overnight. Not at the facility, obviously, but
it might be.
They're going to be doing more things tomorrow as well. And then Albert Breer also says that Washington and New England have had the four QBs, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, and also Michael Penix in for visits. And it seems like that Michael Penix is moving up draft boards.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Is that odd that three guys would be like with the same team on the same day, Yurko? That seems odd to me that Washington's doing it that way. I mean,
maybe they're doing it for expediency.
Or just to put the three of them to the test and see who looks the best. I don't know, man. Talk about putting those guys in a maybe somewhat uncomfortable position. That seemed odd. I don't know that how common of a practice that is. I can't recall hearing that too often, but I won't.
It is Washington.
Yeah, it's Washington. I can't. But they've got new ownership. They've got new people now. It's supposed to be different and better.
Still Washington.
It's still Washington. Yeah, it seemed odd to me. I was very surprised to read it earlier. I was like, oh, I did a double take. I'm like, I don't know if that's the way I would handle it, but who knows? Maybe they'll get it right this time in Washington too. They're like the Bears. They haven't really gotten it right in a long time. Think about that. Go take a look at their quarterback history. At least they got a guy who could throw for 4,000 yards. But
it's because he threw it 1,000 times.
That's true.
So we mentioned it a little bit early on with a caller. The Chicago Sky drafted Camila Cardoso. Angel Reese and Brianna Maxwell, the ESPN grade gave them an A for this draft, getting two former champions,
yeah.
Brianna Maxwell as well. It's a pretty good night for the Chicago Sky.
It sure seems like it when I saw that's what they came away with. Plus, you know, Angel Reese, I think, pretty marketable too, isn't she? I mean, that's good for them. That seems like a good night for them, all things
sure
considered.
There's a lot of people crying about what her salaries are for the first 4 years.
Who, Caitlin?
Caitlin Clark, yeah. What she signed. Obviously, she's got sponsorship that's going to be coming with her, so she'll be making a lot more than that.
She'll crush it.
For anybody that wants to cry, ask yourself this question. How many games have you gone to? How many games have you watched? And if the answer is 0-0, then get off your keister and go to a game and then tune the channel in when they're playing and watch. And guess what will happen miraculously? More fans will attend the game, more people will watch, better contracts will be signed, and everybody will be a lot more happier.
Yeah, let's face it, it's
a lot more happy.
It's tied to revenue.
Of course.
So if you're upset about it, do something about it.
Right.
You do something about it by attending and spending money.
By going to the games. And by buying the merchandise, by watching the thing so they can charge more money because there's more people watching.
And if you do those things, like Yurko's saying, then you have to find a way somehow to continue to spread the word and convince your friends and everything else to increase the revenue because that's what it's directly tied to. Yeah, but I thought that was it seemed like a good night for them, for the Sky. Couple of very marketable stars, like you said, two women that have won each of the last 2 years on the championship team. So good pedigree, good stuff. Some size, some rebounding. It's good. What else, Adam?
Jeremy Fowler talked to a bunch of executives and scouts and put the quarterbacks in the draft into tiers. Tier one, there is one quarterback. His name is Caleb Williams. The most frequent scout / exec comp was Aaron Rodgers.
Ooh, not Mahomes.
No.
He likes to talk about Aaron Rodgers more, doesn't he? Hasn't he said how much he appreciated watching Aaron Rodgers growing up.
He says that's his
up,
favorite quarterback.
That's his favorite, right?
His favorite quarterback is Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, I'll take that. If it looks anything like Aaron Rodgers, the Bears will finally have done it. They will finally have done it.
Let's hope.
Mm-hmm.
You can only hope. That's all
if
you can do.
If he looks anything like it, I would take three quarters. I might take a half.
The other ones, Jaden Daniels did not have a comp. He's in tier two. Drake May is also in tier two. His most comp was Josh Allen with less arm strength or Carson Wentz.
Ooh, boy, that's a big
Carson
spread
there. Carson, his first year, was rookie of the year until the knee injury.
No, it was MVP. It's
MVP. Like
second or third year. It was MVP
there
until
you
the
go.
Knee
MVP.
Tier terrific. Two and a half, which is
two
weird.
Two and a half?
Is J.J. McCarthy that's by weird. Himself. His comp is a mix of Kirk Cousins and Brock Purdy. And tier number three is Michael Penix Jr. and Bo Nix.
Okay, any comps?
Bo Nix was Andy Dalton and Jimmy Garoppolo.
Andy Dalton and Jimmy Garoppolo.
Michael Penix Jr. was Tua Tagovailoa and Jordan Love.
Okay.
Tua with a better arm is what they said.
Tua with a better arm.
Yeah.
That makes sense. You yes. do a lot worse than Jimmy G and Andy Dalton, too. Just saying. I mean, if yeah. you're drafting a guy later, you could do a lot worse than that. Okay, what else, Adam?
The Bucks are going to be without Giannis Antetokounmpo through the beginning part of their series against the Pacers, according to Adrian Wojnarowski. They are hopeful the treatment on his left calf strain will allow him to return sometime later in the series. The price for the Bucks to win the series went from around minus 160 to minus 125.
Well, I thought it might even drop more than that. They're below...
Since Doc Rivers has gotten there.
They're below 500, aren't they?
Yep.
Were they a game below, I think, with
17
Doc?
17 and 18.
Is that what it was here?
Yeah. They lost 3 out of 4 games to the Pacers this year.
Does not bode well for Milwaukee.
It does not. And if they go out again because Giannis is injured, if they go out in the first round again like they did last year, boy, it's not going to be pleasant up in Milwaukee.
I mean, with Giannis healthy, they haven't played well.
Yeah, that's a good point, Chris.
Since they switched coaches and brought Doc Rivers in, they've been a struggling team.
They've been a 500 team, right? And I guess some of the defensive things were fixed. They kind of reverted back to playing more the way Brooke Lopez wants to play, and I think it got a little bit better. If you looked at the numbers, I think it got a little bit better. But yeah, they were basically a 500 or just below 500 team. So even with Giannis, I think that's a fair point. Like they seemingly have some trouble. They should be better with Brooke Lopez, with Dame, with Giannis. Those pieces haven't come together the way they thought. They should be better. They should be able to push Boston more if he were healthy. And I'm not sure even if he's healthy if that's the case. What else, Adam?
Last thing, shameless plug. Come hang out with me tonight at Jake Melnick's. I will be drinking Lagunitas beer and doing trivia for a chance at very good seats to a team that happens to play on the north side.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Is this any specific type of trivia or just all sports?
So it is sports trivia and Chicago history trivia.
Can you give us one little... Can you tickle our
Can I give you a tickle?
Yeah, can you tickle our ass with a
can
feather
I give
here?
You a tickle? Well, wow. See, all the like the Chicago stuff was pretty easy. Mm. Can you... Oh, how about this one? This one's for a lot of points here, so people might want to write this one down if you want to do this.
Write it down,
because it's
going to
be a point where he wasn't born here, but John Hughes moved here when he was 13. Name the, as many movies that he directed as you can.
Wow.
There's actually that not that many.
That he directed.
Yes, he wrote a ton.
He wrote a ton.
He did not direct as many as you'd think.
Pretty in Pink.
Yes.
Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club.
Pretty in Pink. 16 Candles.
Yes.
Good, Yurko.
Pretty Pink, 16
Candles. He did not direct Home Alone.
Uncle Buck.
Correct. He did direct Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck. That's four.
Uncle Buck.
You're
going to
say Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Ferris Bueller. Good one. Yurko, you were killing this.
Thief.
No.
I believe he had a late one that was with a little girl.
Peggy.
And it wasn't good. People don't
Peggy
like
Sue.
It.
Peggy Sue.
Yes. Yeah,
did he direct...
Peggy
he,
Sue got married?
No, not Peggy Sue. Did he direct Dutch?
No.
He did not. Okay. Because I think he wrote Dutch, if I'm not mistaken.
You're missing three that he directed.
Oh, man.
Did you guys say Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
That's one of them. That's one of them.
There's one.
And
well, I tapped out after I got four or five. I mean, I'm a
Weird Science.
Yep.
Good job.
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to get the last one. It was in between Planes, Trains, and Automobiles and Uncle Buck.
In between them. Chicago themed, I would take it. Or not?
I haven't seen this one, so really? I don't know.
We said Pretty in Pink. We said 16 Candles. You said Ferris.
Is it the one with David Duchovny, the one that Harry did with Bonnie Hunt?
Ooh. No, it's got Kevin Bacon in it.
Oh, He Said, She Said.
Nope. Damn. Kind of.
Kind of?
She's Having a Baby.
She's Having a Baby. Yes, of course. Good one.
And those are the movies.
So and you got to name all of them?
No, or you just get a point per
you
movie.
You get a point per
so
movie.
So you can get up to 9 points.
That's good.
But if you direct, or 8 points, if you name one, you get one. If you name eight,
so we
you get
would
eight.
Have done well.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, the group would have done pretty well. Yeah.
All right. Trivia tonight with Abdallah.
Jake Melnick, Jake 6 Melnick. To 8 p.m. Come hang out, win some tickets for the team that plays on the north side.
Sounds
drink
good.
Some Lagunitas.
Good stuff. It's Carmen and York. We'll be right back.
Yurko64. This is ESPN Chicago. Chicago's home for sports.
1-2 on him. Here it is. Check swing, and he went on a low curve. Strike three, and the game is over. And for the sixth time this season, the White Sox are shut out. The final score, Kansas City 2, and the Sox nothing.
6 out of 16. What can you say? Let's Len Casper will be back on the call tonight with DJ here in your home for the Sox. 6 o'clock pregame with Connor McKnight. After Waddle and Sylvie, Eloy Jimenez was back. Pinch hit, wasn't in the starting lineup, and he struck out on a check swing to end the game. What a coincidence. The Cubs and the Sox both had their games end on a check swing strike. That's kind of wild. The Cubs won, though. The White Sox didn't. They were shut out again.
So right now, the White Sox are trending to be 20-140 with 60 shutouts, 60 times being shut out
Jesus.
This year.
It's a nightmare, Yurko.
It's not a good early trend. If I was to look at it and say, not a good trend.
Here's a good early trend. Michael Kopech looks incredible. Maybe you flip him for something at the deadline.
As a closer?
Kopech looks great.
Yeah.
Great. Maybe it should have been a reliever all along.
Right from the jump.
He's been fantastic. You want to hear this A.J. Pierzynski thing real quick?
Sure.
A.J. played here a long time.
I've heard it already, but I'll hear it again.
His frustrations with the White Sox. Take a listen.
I say he didn't pick the players, but no minor league coordinator picks the players, and every other team has developed guys. That excuse might fly for White Sox fans, but they haven't developed anybody. I mean, Colson Montgomery is supposed to be coming, right? He finally hit a Triple-A home run the other night, and it was like this Red Sea parted again because he has struggled in Triple-A so far. Noah Schultz is supposed to be coming, right? I mean, I haven't heard much about him. They got, Nastrani pitching tonight, right? He's supposed to be their other big prospect guy. I like Andrew Vaughn. He hasn't happened to a point where you're like, oh, wow, he's a third overall pick. He's been okay, but this year has been a struggle, which I get it's early. Just like you look at the names and you're like, I no longer work for the White Sox because of this exact conversation we're having. But the facts are the facts. My whole point has been, listen, I like Chris Getz. I played with Chris Getz, you know, whatever. But every other team finds a 20th round pick that's like, oh, man, we developed this guy. You can blame coaches. You can blame draft. Once you get past about the 10th round, everyone's like, oh, we'll take him. He'll sign. We'll take. It's not like you're like, oh, man, in the 13th round, we're going to steal a first rounder. Maybe it's just me, but I don't know. I'm kind of fed up with the Rick and Kenny excuse. I'm kind of fed up with the, oh, we didn't draft right, excuse, because they've switched scouting directors in the middle of that. Let's not forget, it's not the same guy doing all the drafting. The results are only worse. They should have just come out and said, hey, we're going to suck this year. And everyone would have been like, but they're like, no, we're going to try and compete instead. They're like, no, we're going to be good. You're awful.
Awful. Organizational problem. It's been 20 years of this. You know, Burley's one of those guys they found late that they developed. Chris Sale was a first-round pick. Certainly was fantastic. You know, Crochet's popped a little here and there. The TA for a while. It was brief, but TA, they developed. Other than that, come on.
TA was on the cover of the of MLB.
I know.
Right?
Well, no, I don't know about the cover of MLB. Not the show. He was on the Sports Illustrated cover, if that's what you were talking
not
about.
Not Sports Illustrated. He was on the cover of the game.
He was?
Yes.
TA was on
the cover of the game.
MLB,
yes.
The show?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. He was on the cover.
But, I mean, who AJ's, I've been saying this forever. AJ's not wrong. Who do they develop? Where have they thrived? When you talk about who you're starting to blame, you start at the very top, like you said. You're exactly right, because the problems have been the same for 40-something years because of how poorly they're managed, operated, run. The owner doesn't care. They don't develop anybody.
Well, the owner cares. He just doesn't care about the product.
Yeah, he didn't care about winning.
He cares about the revenue coming in. That's what he cares about.
He didn't care about winning.
He says, where's my revenue? Do I need to be good? If I don't have to be good, what do I have to be?
Like in the last 35 years, maybe call it 30 years. Let's call it 30 years. Let's call it post-Frank. post-Robin, right? 30 years. Mags, Sale, Burley, T.A., Jose Abreu doesn't count.
Was El Caballo part of their group, or is he traded for?
Did they develop El Caballo? Okay.
Was pretty good. Okay. I mean, you'd kill to have a Carlos Lee on this team right now.
Yeah. Maybe a little John Garland. You're talking about, can you get to a dozen guys in 30 years?
Gavin Floyd.
I mean, that's shameful. It's no wonder why you're never any good or you've never been able to sustain anything. Coming up, we'll talk a little bit more baseball. Another good Cub win last night. They keep finding ways to do it on this road trip. It's impressive to stack up the wins the way they have. They can come home with a winning trip here. If they keep this up, Jesse Rogers will join us. Plus, we've got a 4-pack of tickets to give away to the... you want to do that right now, Adam? Or you want to wait? We'll do it. You want to do it now? All right, we'll do it right now. We'll give away a 4-pack to this charity event that Marion Host is doing tomorrow night in the city at Morgan Manufacturing. Everything's going to benefit the Ross K. McNeil Foundation to end pediatric brain cancer. It's a great, noble cause. So you can go see Marion and some other former Hawks, some Stanley Cup champion Hawks tomorrow night. Caller 20, you win the 4-pack of tickets right now at 312-332-3776. We're back in 2 minutes.